Hoy te voy a enseñar 21 frases intermedias en inglés. Frases que vas a querer saber aún más si has estado estudiando ya inglés por un tiempito y quieres sonar un poco más avanzado. Si quieres más lecciones como esta, por favor avísame ahora en los comentarios. Tus comentarios me ayudan mucho a saber qué es lo que tú quieres trabajar en los próximos videos y también, de verdad, me ayuda mucho promover este video y este canal y no podemos seguir creciendo sin tu ayuda. Ya, empecemos. La primera frase acá vamos a usar cuando queremos dar permiso a alguien para comenzar algo o para hacer algo, ¿ya? La frase go ahead. Go ahead, adelante, hazlo, dale, ¿ya?
Can I take a minute?
Go ahead.
Can I take a minute?
Go ahead.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Y nota que estamos vinculando con metiendo un sonido W. Go, go, go ahead. Ahead. Go ahead. Can I ask you a question? ¿Puedo preguntarte algo? Go ahead. Dale, hazlo, adelante. Go ahead.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead. Can I take a minute?
Go ahead.
Can I take a minute?
Go ahead.
La próxima. Too bad. Too bad. Nota en la forma escrita que tenemos un o más acá, T-O-O. Too bad.
Too bad I don't have my magic anymore. Too bad I don't have my magic anymore.
Too bad this didn't work.
Too bad this didn't work.
Too bad. Qué lástima, qué mala suerte, ¿ya? Oye, acabo de perder mi trabajo. I just lost my job. Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad.
Too bad I don't have my magic anymore. Too bad I don't have my magic anymore.
Too bad this didn't work.
Too bad this didn't work.
La próxima es como verbo o una acción acá más for free. Hacer algo gratis, ¿ya?
I'm drinking for free. I'm drinking for free.
And the best part is, they tell me my family can fly for free.
And the best part is, they tell me my family can fly for free.
Y nota en el inglés hablado, muchas veces vamos a reducir el for a fur. Fur, for free. For free. Fur. Un ejemplo, I'm drinking for free. Estoy tomando gratis. O flying for free, volando, tomando un vuelo gratis. Una acción más for free.
I'm drinking for free. I'm drinking for free.
And the best part is, they tell me my family can fly for free.
And the best part is, they tell me my family can fly for free.
El verbo to be más on the way. On the way, estar en camino.
Cheeseburger pizza is on the way. Cheeseburger pizza is on the way.
Your dad's on the way.
Your dad's on the way.
I'm on the way. Estoy en camino ya. They are on the way. Ellos vienen ya. Están en camino ya. O también the ambulance, the ambulance, la ambulanza, is on the way, ¿ok? Y nota que on the, vamos a reducir un poco. I'm on the, I'm on the, I'm on the way.
Cheeseburger pizza is on the way. Cheeseburger pizza is on the way.
Your dad's on the way.
Your dad's on the way.
Ok, la próxima acá te voy a dar un par de variaciones. To care for someone es como cuidar de alguien o cuidar a alguien, ¿no?
We will care for this child.
We will care for this child.
And I'll forgive you. I care for you too much. And I'll forgive you. I care for you too much.
I will care for my new pet. Voy a cuidar mucho a mi nuevo mascota, ¿no? I will care for. Voy a cuidar a. También tenemos otra acá, care about. ¿Okay? Care for, care about. I care about you. Como me importas mucho. También es una forma liviana de decir como te quiero, ¿no? Te amo, pero un poco más liviana ahí. I care about más una persona o un asunto. ¿Ya? I care about the environment. Me importa mucho el ambiente. ¿Ya? Así que tenemos care for and care about. Escribe un ejemplo abajo si puedes. I care about X cosa. ¿Ya?
We will care for this child.
We will care for this child.
And I'll forgive you. I care for you too much. And I'll forgive you. I care for you too much.
La próxima, to run out of. Run out of something. Algo. A quedarse sin.
Did you just run out of gas?
Did you just run out of gas?
He ran out of money.
Yeah, I ran, pasado, I ran out of gas. Más rápido, I ran out of gas. Me quedo sin gasolina. Ran out of, o en presente, run out of, run out of, ran out of, run out of. Ran out of.
Did you just run out of gas?
Did you just run out of gas?
He ran out of money.
He ran out of money.
Can't afford something. Can't afford something. No tener suficiente dinero para pagar o comprar X cosa. El something acá.
He finds out I can't afford a watch.
He finds out I can't afford a watch.
Can't afford a phone?
Can't afford a phone?
I can't afford a new phone. No tengo suficiente dinero para comprar un nuevo teléfono. Yeah, I can't afford. Can't afford. I can't afford. En este caso, la nueva cosa, a new phone. I can't afford a new phone.
He finds out I can't afford a watch.
He finds out I can't afford a watch.
Can't afford a phone?
Can't afford a phone?
Concentrate on something. Concéntrate en algo. Un asunto, algo.
Concentrate on tomorrow.
Concentrate on tomorrow.
You don't concentrate on the pain.
You don't concentrate on the pain.
Concentrate on your studies, no, concéntrate en tus estudios. Concentrate on this video. Concentrate, concéntrate en este video. Concentrate on.
Concentrate on tomorrow.
Concentrate on tomorrow.
You don't concentrate on the pain.
You don't concentrate on the pain.
Experience in something. Experiencia en algo.
Have you had much experience in service?
Have you had much experience in service?
Ben had real experience in a big bank.
Ben had real experience in a big bank.
There's something here. Puede ser como un campo laboral. I have experience in teaching. Tengo experiencia en enseñar o enseñanza. No, I have experience in X cosa, in medicine. Tengo experiencia, más, es como más decir, trabajando en el campo de medicina. pero así más corta, experience in, más un campo laboral ahí.
Have you had much experience in service?
Have you had much experience in service?
Ben had real experience in a big bank. Ben had real experience in a big bank.
What do you have experience in? Let me know below. What do you have experience in? El verbo to be unable to, más un verbo en forma base.
Maybe he's unable to communicate for one reason or another.
Maybe he's unable to communicate for one reason or another.
I'm unable to control my emotions. I'm unable to control my emotions.
To be unable to go. Okay? Ser incapaz de ir. I am unable to go. I am unable to, más el verbo, study tonight. Soy incapaz de estudiar esta noche. No puedo, ¿no? Y nota que es un poco formal, ¿no? Hablando con los amigos no lo vas a usar. Pero sí lo vas a ver en inglés un poco más intermedio. To be unable to, más un verbo en forma base.
Maybe he's unable to communicate for one reason or another.
Maybe he's unable to communicate for one reason or another.
I'm unable to control my emotions. I'm unable to control my emotions.
Ok, la próxima puedes aprender de un par de formas. Primero, como una frase ya hecha, no tienes que cambiar nada. To have something in common, tener algo en común.
You and I have one thing in common, George. We are both from good families.
You and I have one thing in common, George. We are both from good families.
I think we also have a friend in common, Rick von Slonker.
I think we also have a friend in common, Rick von Slonker.
Puedo decir, we have something in common. Nosotros tenemos algo en común. O el something puedes intercambiar un poco como we have one thing in common. Nosotros tenemos una cosa en común, ¿ok? Yeah, una frase hecha. We have something in common. O puedes cambiar el something, el algo ahí, como we have one thing in common.
You and I have one thing in common, George. We are both from good families.
You and I have one thing in common, George. We are both from good families.
I think we also have a friend in common, Rick von Slonker.
I think we also have a friend in common, Rick von Slonker.
To be, el verbo to be, in charge of, más something acá, una cosa. Ejemplo mejor. Y quiere decir estar a cargo de X cosa, ¿no?
Skinny, you're in charge of supplies.
Skinny, you're in charge of supplies.
And I'm in charge of all the invoices. And I'm in charge of all the invoices.
You are in charge of the invoices, okay? Tú estás a cargo de todas las facturas. You are in charge of, charge of, vinculando, you are in charge of the invoices.
Skinny, you're in charge of supplies.
Skinny, you're in charge of supplies.
And I'm in charge of all the invoices. And I'm in charge of all the invoices.
To get to know someone. Conocer o como llegar a conocer a alguien, ¿no?
He's trying to get to know me. He's trying to get to know me.
I want to get to know you. I want to get to know you.
I want to get to know you. Quiero llegar a conocerte. Or I want to get to know my new boss. Quiero llegar a conocer mi nuevo jefe, ¿no? Get to know más la persona ahí.
He's trying to get to know me. He's trying to get to know me.
I want to get to know you. I want to get to know you.
To work on something. Trabajar en algo, ocuparse de algo.
It means that I'm trying to work on my issues. It means that I'm trying to work on my issues.
But it says you need to work on your Latin. But it says you need to work on your Latin.
Por ejemplo, I'm working on, presente continuo, I'm working on my pronunciation in Vietnamese. Estoy trabajando en mi pronunciación en vietnamita. I'm working on my pronunciation in Vietnamese, porque es malísima. Estoy tratando de mejorarlo. Okay? Working on. Nota la vinculación. Working on. Working on.
It means that I'm trying to work on my issues. It means that I'm trying to work on my issues.
But it says you need to work on your Latin. But it says you need to work on your Latin.
Decide on something. Decidir sobre algo. Decide on. Decide on.
So you decided anything yet? So you decided anything yet?
But I can't decide on purple or pink.
But I can't decide on purple or pink.
Por ejemplo, puedo decir, did you decide on anything yet? ¿Decidiste algo ya? ¿Has decidido ya? Did you decide on, anything yet?
So you decided anything yet? So you decided anything yet?
But I can't decide on purple or pink.
But I can't decide on purple or pink.
El verbo to be at risk, estar en riesgo.
What if he's at risk right now?
What if he's at risk right now?
This agreement is at risk. This agreement is at risk.
Ya puedes decir, I am at risk, estoy en riesgo. He is at risk, él está en riesgo. Okay? To be at risk.
What if he's at risk right now?
What if he's at risk right now?
This agreement is at risk. This agreement is at risk.
Tell the truth. Or tell the. Tell the truth. Decir la verdad.
You tell the truth, Martin.
You tell the truth, Martin.
No matter what I'm asked, I'll tell the truth.
No matter what I'm asked. I'll tell the truth.
Y lo puedes usar tanto como imperativo, como tell the truth, di la verdad, o algo más como una verdad común, a general truth, ¿no? Como yo siempre digo la verdad, I always tell the truth. Tell the truth.
You tell the truth, Martin.
You tell the truth, Martin.
No matter what I'm asked, I'll tell the truth.
No matter what I'm asked, I'll tell the truth.
Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Espera un minuto. Dame un minuto. Yeah.
Oh, hang on a minute. Oh, hang on a minute.
Can you hang on a minute? Can you hang on a minute?
Es otra forma de decir yo, espérame un minuto, ¿no? Hang on, hang on a, hang on a minute. Hey, hang on a minute, dame un minuto.
Oh, hang on a minute. Oh, hang on a minute.
Can you hang on a minute? Can you hang on a minute?
La próxima acá, de verdad, para nosotros suena un poco fancy como... Quizás como hablando con la reina un poco, pero lo usamos igual como media broma, ya sabiendo los dos que es un poco más fancy de lo normal. Así que lo vas a escuchar. Do you fancy a... Más la cosa hay ahí. ¿Te apetece un o qué te parece un...?
Quite right. Do you fancy a walk around the island before lunch, dear?
Quite right. Do you fancy a walk around the island before lunch, dear?
You fancy an egg?
Yeah.
You fancy an egg?
Yeah.
Do you fancy a beer? ¿Te apetece una cerveza? ¿Quieres tomar una cerveza? Pero una forma más fancy de decirlo y un poco gracioso, porque los dos sabemos que es un poco fancy, ¿no?
Quite right. Do you fancy a walk around the island before lunch, dear? Quite right. Do you fancy a walk around the island before lunch, dear?
Do you fancy an egg?
Yeah.
Do you fancy an egg?
Yeah.
Y acá, una forma de dar un consejo. If I were you, I'd. If I were you. Si yo fuera tú, yo, más tu consejo ahí, verbo en forma base, ¿no?
If I were you, I'd keep looking. If I were you, I'd keep looking.
If I were you, I'd leave. If I were you, I'd leave.
If I were you, I'd quit. Si yo fuera tú, me renunciaría de mi trabajo, ¿no? If I were you, I'd. Y tienes que pegar la D acá, I'd, con tu lengua tocando tus encías superiores. Si no lo pegues ahí, suena un poco extraño. If I were you, I'd, más tu consejo.
If I were you, I'd keep looking. If I were you, I'd keep looking.
If I were you, I'd leave. If I were you, I'd leave.
Finalmente, esta quedé guardé para el final porque creo que lo saben quizás ya. To fall asleep, quedarse dormido.
Don't fall asleep. Don't fall asleep.
I fall asleep. I fall asleep.
Por ejemplo, fall asleep en pasado, puedo decir last night I fell asleep. Anoche me quedé dormido. Last night I fell asleep. Okay? Last night I fell asleep. Fell asleep. I fell asleep.
Don't fall asleep. Don't fall asleep.
I fall asleep. I fall asleep.
Si tú quieres más clases como esta, por favor avísame en los comentarios. Si quieres seguir aprendiendo inglés conmigo y si quieres trabajar tu speaking, listening, pronunciación y fluidez, que vengas a mi curso de Fast Fluidez, enlace en el primer comentario. También tengo casi 400 videos acá por YouTube, todos con el propósito de ayudarte a llevar tu inglés al próximo nivel. Mil gracias a todos que han venido a Patreon para apoyar este canal. Ya, mil gracias a cada uno de ustedes. Eso, espero que estés muy bien. Hasta entonces, chao, chao.